In many respects in New South Wales, the planning minister, Rob Stokes, is the hope of the side. He has ability, this fellow. He's got a massive job, planning minister. But he is behind the pace in refusing to intervene to tell this Anglo-American mob to rack off. They have made another application, submitted another application to build the Drayton South open-cut coal mine in the Hunter Valley. Now, I'll look at this coalition, by the way, after 7 o'clock, and I urge you, if you're watching television tonight, the news on the 7 o'clock news tonight is a piece. I went up there with a helicopter to just show, and Channel 7 News will show this tonight. I'll be talking to Mark later, Mark Ferguson. The pictures are unbelievable. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of acres desecrated. Holes in the ground that you wouldn't believe. And those pictures are there, and the story will be on the news tonight. Now, this is part of the show, this Anglo-American mob. Now, the New South Wales Planning and Assessment Commission rejected this Anglo-American proposal, what's called the Drayton South Mine, for the third time in November last year. The mine would have been located 900 metres from the prestigious Darley Woodlands and Coolmore horse studs. The commission ruled that coal mining was incompatible with horse breeding, and that is correct. Now, after three rejections, they've submitted another. The fourth Drayton South application to the planning department. And horse breeders and the public are asking, how many times can these things be submitted and knocked back? Are mining companies ever told to rack off, to not submit again? Rob Stokes said yesterday the New South Wales government awaits the final determination on this application by the Independent Planning Assessment Commission. The statement makes a mockery of the word final. How can you credibly describe as final rulings which allow miners to submit again and again and again slightly tweaked proposals for the same mine over and over again? If coal mining is incompatible with horse breeding, and it is, that ought to mean there can be no more proposals, and farming, no more proposals, modified or otherwise, ever for any Drayton South open-cut coal mine. Now, come on, it's time no meant no. Energy Minister Anthony Roberts, Premier Michael Baird, Planning Minister Rob Stokes, this thing should be sorted out immediately.